Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan, and every Thursday we chat with Cowboys linebacker Eric Kendricks. It's brought to you by Keurig and by Dr. Pepper, and a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, man. Another takeaway. A couple big plays in the previous game. Is that just good fortune happening, or are you making a read based on how the play's flowing of where the ball could pop loose?
Well, I mean, I covered my guy on the play. You know, you just kind of do your job, run to the, and you kind of react and run to the ball, and good things happen when that, you know, when you do so. It's crazy because I've always complained how I've never got any tipped interceptions until. Until this year. I got two this year, so I'm not complaining at all. I'm gonna take them as they come. So it was cool to be a part of.
And hopefully that continues here this week against Tampa. Do you guys feel good about, you know, this thing going in? What do you think about Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, you know, I feel like you know, especially in Tampa, he's coming to his own. You know, I feel like obviously he's been a player in this league for a while, but you know, he's in a spot where he's, you know, making completions, you know, doing the thing, running the offense, playing with a lot of confidence. So, yeah, you know, I feel confident in our group. You know, we're going to go in there and hopefully give him some trouble.
You know, they've been saying, at least the critics are, oh, well, you haven't beat anybody. But Cincinnati's defense or Cincinnati and Washington's offense, I think, are ranked like both top 10, I think three and six. So do you feel like you deserve more credit than what some people have been giving you?
I mean, I don't think that we should be looking for credit right now. I think we should just be, you know, getting to work. You know, I feel like obviously we know what we're capable of. We have a little bit of confidence on our side. We've played some great teams throughout this whole year. One of the hardest schedules I've ever played in my career. But that being said, you know, we gotta. It's that time of year where you gotta win.
Eric, how's that linebacker room right now? I mean, losing Overshown was a huge bummer, but Maris Leifau, I mean, he was jumping off the screen watching him against Carolina.
Yeah, you know, I've been like I said earlier. I mean, I'm just blessed to be a part of this group. You know, I feel like it's a bunch of young, hungry guys that do things the right way. You know, treat each other with respect. You know, come to work ready to learn, and sky's the limit. You know, it doesn't surprise me what Maris did stepping up. You know, he's been preparing and learning throughout the season, and he's a great player.
Hey, Eric, what makes a good blitzing linebacker? What traits do you have to have? Because you've got a great feel for how to kind of navigate those situations that Mike puts you in.
Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, the situations that Mike puts us in, you know, it's knowing a little bit what the offense is doing, how they're trying to strategize against you. But when you're rushing the quarterback, you know, I feel like the less thinking you can do, the better in my situation, you know. You know, it's hand placement, it's leverage, it's just your tenacity to get to the ball. It's a little bit of a feel type thing. There's all different characteristics that make, you know, good pass rushing linebackers.
Where would you rank Micah in terms of best players you've ever played with?
Man, he Micah has so many special attributes. His motor is crazy. I think that his closing ability to get to the quarterback, like when he does turn an edge, or when he does, you know, beat somebody, like the closing, how fast it happens, I would say is probably compared to anyone I've played with, is the best. You know, I've been around some greats. You know, I've been around Danielle Hunter, Khalil Mack, Michael Parsons. You know, so I feel like I have a good say in this. You know, everyone brings something different to the table, but I think his close is special.
It really is. We were actually just discussing when it came to holiday gifts amongst your Joe Burrow just gave the linemen katanas for Christmas. I don't know if you've ever been a part of like a linebacker gift exchange. Yeah. And what do you think of the katana as a gift? I mean, it sounded pretty badass.
I mean, that sounds cool. You know, you can hang it up on your wall and you could take it down and just slice somebody in half at a moment's notice. I think that is pretty cool. However, I've been a part of some really good linebacker gift exchanges, whether it's like a little Secret Santa type situation or, you know, a white elephant. I've been a part of some cool ones.
What's the best you've ever gotten and what's the best you gave?
The best I've ever gotten, I like the weird stuff. I have these, I got this little sculpture. Sounds crazy. It's like these two figurines that I just, that I love. I mean, I've gotten a lot of stuff, shoes. I've gotten some glasses. I think the best gift you can get to somebody who has everything is you kind of just get something that they would never buy themselves or something that's totally off the wall. So, I've seen a lot of crazy stuff being passed around, but, you know, the typical backpack or, you know, duffel bag or something like that.
Hey, Eric, if it was up to me, I'd get you a 427 Shelby Cobra myself.
That's what so I make.
I would, that's what, if I had the money, you know, I'd get you one of those because I know how much you love cars.
You know what? I would take it happily. You know, if anyone would gift me any car, yeah, I would have fun with it somehow.
I missed you last week. I just had the transmission crap out on my vehicle, so I wanted to get some advice from you.
I don't know. I'm not doing anything with that, so I don't know. You didn't miss me at all.
The Eric Kendrick Show here on The Fan. Do you give any advice to guys that are like getting ready to go through their first big contract negotiation?
Yes and no. I just feel like if anyone wants to ask me for advice, or if anyone, you know, if we're on the conversation topic, I would definitely give, you know, my advice or my experience on things. But, yeah, you know, I feel like if someone comes to me, I would give advice for sure.
What if they asked, should I take less to help the team sign more players?
I don't know who we're talking about, but if that's what they're saying, you know, I've been a part of that. I've been a part of people who've done that. So, you know, money in all respects isn't everything. It's important to get what your value is worth. It's important to, you know, to get compensated for your, you know, your share essentially. But at the same time, if somebody was coming to me saying that, I would be like, you know, depends on the situation, money, you know, your happiness in one place versus, you know, the money you may receive in another place. You know, I played with Anthony Barr for a number of years, and I remember he was in free agency and he was going to take a contract with the Jets or the Vikings, you know what I mean? And it was kind of a money type of thing, and he chose the happiness aspect of it, and it worked for him, you know what I mean? So not to speak on it, but yeah, and money isn't everything.
Yeah, it was Mike. You know, he's coming up. I guess he's eligible at the end of this year. And last week he said there's not much of a difference between 40 and 30 million. And I thought, man, that's got to be awesome to be able to even conceptualize that.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I didn't know that, but that's a lot of money. But at the same time, I don't know the details of it, but yeah. I'm sure he knows what he's talking about. Smart guy.
How important are OTAs as a team leader? Is that something you got to be there for, chemistry and all the chatter and being on the same page, or is that just kind of like a learning opportunity for younger players?
I think that it's, you know, there's some positive aspects to it. I think it's a double-headed sword. No, I feel like in my experience, in my thought process, you know, I'm 10 years in. I've seen a ton of players, you know, get injured during OTAs or, you know, that period of time where it's like it sets them back. So obviously there's certain camaraderie, there's communication skills. If you're learning a new defense, you know, there's so many positive things. There's, you know, there's a team camaraderie and just hanging out with the guys every day in the weight room. Like, that's all great. You know what I mean? There's so many great things about OTAs. But for the distance and the amount of time that you share there, a lot of people have their own people they work out with, and they get in shape their own way. And not saying that you can't do that at the facility. However, you know, everyone's got to be professional when it comes time. So when it comes time for season, you better know where you're supposed to be. You better know your assignment, your alignment. You know what I mean? They're not going to wait for you. So your performance in the field is dictated upon you individually, and less about, you know, OTAs, mini camp, I feel like.
So sorry about yet another Micah question, but he talks a lot and it's usually fire. And today he said bleep Philly. It was classic. Is there a team out there that you've played a number of times that you just can't stand for whatever reason?
I mean, honestly, like that I can't stand. I mean, nah. It's everyone. It's like I just build that in my mind when I'm about to play somebody. So it doesn't matter. Like, you know, when they're running out of the huddle. If I'm at an away game and they're running out of the tunnel, I'm saying, you know, F you under my breath. Right. You know what I mean, yeah. It's really just everybody else who I'm playing against at the time.
Eric, when's the last time you?
I hate USC though. I mean, if that counts.
Okay, that's fair.
There you go.
Are you plugged into the playoff? It's about to happen.
No, not at all. Unplugged.
Well, USC's not in it, so that's
don't worry.
They've been embarrassing. Honestly, this has been a good run to be able to kick on them a little bit.
Everybody's leaving there.
I did see a bunch of people like transferring and stuff like that, but.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley's found a way to sort of nuke two big-time programs by leaving Oklahoma and then going to USC, and they've sucked. But when's the last time you sports cried?
I sports cried?
Yeah.
Man, like 2 weeks ago, probably.
Okay. Bengals game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just an overshow.
Talking about tears? Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, that was more about overshown, or was that just the combo of losing the way you lost?
It was, you know, obviously it sucks losing. You put your soul into it, but it was a little bit, you know, I shed a tear for my man's, you know. It's just a tough situation to be in, you know. I feel like working as close to him as I can, you know, and you know you want the best for him. So I feel like it got me for sure.
That game, I mean, are you guys still thinking about that? You could be 7-7 right now.
No, I mean, you got to let it go. I mean, you could say that about probably more than just that game this season, you know. So it's not – at that point, you got to just close the book and start the new chapter, you know, where which this week is, you know, the Bucks. So, you know, we're moving on.
Defensively, you guys are really kind of humming along right now. Like, things are really grooving. Are you kind of envisioning maybe this is the future of something big? You'd like to run it back here with the Cowboys?
Man, you know, I would love that, but you know, time will tell. I'm just gonna, like I said, I'm just gonna keep doing what I do, put my head down, you know, do what I can to get these dubs.
Hey, Eric, when you see kids throwing around the ball like in a park or something, or maybe in front of the star, do you ever join them or maybe go make a play on the ball just for fun?
like in front of the facility?
Yeah, just kids messing around.
No, I've seen them, but if I usually see, you know, sometimes when I do see, you know, people play, I just kind of let them be, you know, I just kind of watch it for what it is, because for me, it's like, that used to be me. So I kind of just like, I kind of just watch them and kind of be like, it's the simple things, you know, it's the enjoyment, it's the love for the game, what's bringing them out there, you know, whether they're playing three flags up or, you know, just playing some three-on-three, tag or tackle football. I kind of just sit there and watch and get a little bit more fulfillment from the game in that sense.
We did a Christmas movie bracket with our midday show earlier today. Christmas Vacation did win the movie bracket, but do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
I mean, the Elf snowball fight is just it's a classic for me. Will Ferrell. What else? I like This Christmas with Chris Brown.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. What's another good Christmas movie?
Home Alone?
I mean, shoot.
Did you get into the Grinch at all? The Grinch seemed pretty controversial.
I'm not a Grinch guy, to be honest. I'm not a Grinch guy.
You know, one movie I've seen recently that didn't get mentioned is just Claws with a K. Have you seen that?
I haven't, but isn't that, what's that one? What's that one action movie that's kind of considered a
Die Hard?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Final question, man. You've been killing it, and if you got to go, please do. If you have something here at the top of the hour, but I guess Xavier Leggett got the conversation started, and then Jerry Jones on our morning show this week disclosed he and his family enjoyed squirrel, even eating the brains at times. What's the wildest animal you've ever eaten, Eric?
Dang. I can't say I've eaten squirrel. So
can't beat it.
Just gonna throw that out there. I think the craziest thing I've probably eaten is probably something like some raw fish or something like that. Some type of I'm really trying to think. Some type of like,
you never
squid
had snake?
Or octopus.
Snake?
Octopus.
I haven't had snake. I've had like the octopus, you know?
Okay.
Like ceviche?
No, I've had grilled octopus, like where you could see the tentacles or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called. But
well, right on,
yeah,
dude.
Probably that.
Thanks again, and thanks for an extended interview this time around. We're having a blast chatting with you. Give him hell this weekend. We'll be pulling for you.
I appreciate it. Take care.
There he goes. You too. Eric Kendricks here on 105.3 The Fan, brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper. And from there, we go to an addition to the finest, Chief.
The secret sauce to Josh Allen's MVP caliber season, and not so fast on this big-time running back injury next in the nation.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.